Hello, private school friends, and welcome to Private Schools 101. This is Laura Colangelo, the Executive Director of the Texas Private Schools Association. We are the member association of accredited private schools in Texas. We have many new schools joining us and getting the daily summaries of conference calls related to the coronavirus, so we thought it might be a good idea to help you understand the Texas Private Schools Association and how private schools fit in the education landscape statewide and nationally. To begin, the Texas Private Schools Association is a nonpartisan member association that is dedicated to protecting the independence and autonomy of private schools in the state of Texas and in Washington, D.C. We are the public voice of private schools in Texas. We do most of our work on the state level, and we lobby to pass and defeat bills in the state legislature that affect private schools. We work very closely with the Texas Catholic Conference of Bishops in this effort. Examples of some of the bills that TPSA has worked on to pass include legislation that allows private schools to pass along credit card fees to families rather than absorb them in the school budget, and the recent bill establishing a do not hire list of teachers who have had inappropriate relationships with students and allowing private schools to have access to this list. The funny thing is that I thought our biggest challenge in this year was going to be getting all private schools logged in to check the do not hire list. How naive I was. However, if you are not familiar with the new student protection laws, please go to texasprivateschools.org on a page entitled New Laws, and the details are there. Please email us with any questions at laura@texasprivateschools.org. This may have fallen down on the list of things for you to worry about right now, but it is still important to check this new list before parents and the public are able to access it soon. Now to our relationship with the Texas Education Agency. The TEA, led by Commissioner Mike Morath, is in charge of all public education in the state, which includes 1,227 school districts, 8,600 campuses, and 5.5 million K-12 students. Private schools are not governed by the agency, but rather the accredited private schools in the state are recognized by the TEA by virtue of their accreditation by a member of the Texas Private Schools Accreditation Commission, otherwise known as TEPSAC. TEPSAC is an umbrella organization of the 17 accreditors recognized in Texas that include the Independent Schools Association of the Southwest, or ISAS, the American Montessori Society, or AMS, and Cognia, formerly known as Advance Ed. You can see all accredited private schools and all 17 accrediting commissions at TEPSAC.org. Private schools are not legally required to be accredited in Texas, but in order for the state to formally recognize a given student's class credits or a given teacher's years of service, they have to be from an accredited private school. Unaccredited private schools in Texas fall in the same legal category as a homeschool. While unaccredited private schools cannot officially be a member of the Texas Private Schools Association, we are happy to have them on our mailing list to make sure that they get the information that they need about important private school issues. Each accrediting commission ensures that their schools are meeting the standards of that commission. This is the way that private schools are governed, which grants us freedom and autonomy from state statutes and mandates. However, TPSA and TEPSAC have a great working relationship with the TEA, as evidenced by our participation in the daily conference calls with the commissioner and regular meetings with many parts of the agency. While we are separate, we are all working together to educate the children of Texas, so a strong relationship is important. Many of our private schools have licensed child care centers as part of their private school. These child care centers are regulated by child care licensing, which is a part of the Department of State Health Services, commonly called DSHES. This is the second call that I am on every day with the heads of this agency that set the rules for the child care centers. This agency also regulates hospitals and doctor's offices, so most of what I hear is not relevant to schools. But occasionally there is a question about things like ratios and hygiene for child care centers that are important for our preschools to know. As you know by now, all private schools must close as of March 20th per Governor Abbott's executive order, but licensed child care centers may stay open if they want to. This is in the hopes that health care workers and first responders can have reliable child care in this health crisis. Now let's move to the national level. Education is a state function, not a federal one, so TPSA is most active on the state level. However, there is a national organization of private schools called the Council for American Private Education and an auxiliary organization called the State CAPE Network of state leaders like myself. This is the third call I am on every day during this crisis. It has been incredibly helpful to talk to my counterparts in other states who are farther along in the virus trajectory to know what to expect in Texas. CAPE uses the collective voice of all national private school organizations to lobby for and against bills on the national level. They are active in the effort to make sure that private schools are considered in any coronavirus assistance. They work closely with the Office of Non-Public Education in the U.S. Department of Education, headed by Betsy DeVos. You may have heard of her. Any assistance that is designated for private schools will flow through the U.S. Department of Education down to the state agency and local school district level. TPSA and TEPSAC will be the ones gathering the information we need in order to access any of these funds if they do become available. More details to come about that. We are fighting to have access to federal funding at this point, and nothing has been decided. These are uncertain times, so I hope that understanding a little bit more about private schools and our relationship to these government entities has helped you look forward with confidence to face the challenges ahead. Our best weapon in the battle against the coronavirus is good and timely information, and TPSA is working hard to provide our schools with the most up-to-date state-level news relevant to private education in Texas. Please do not hesitate to reach out to us if we can help. If your school is not a member of TPSA and you would like to join us as we continue this important work, simply email us at laura@texasprivateschools.org.